Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life. What more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to say thank you. Thank you for another day. Thank you for life, for health, for strength. Thank you for allowing us to rise and shine this morning, Father, to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and as we slumbered. Thank you for your divine protection. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for grace, mercies, love, your tender care. Father, we come this morning to say thank you. Father, we are so vulnerable. Father God, we are so helpless. But Father God, we thank you that we are covered. We are covered by the mighty blood, the crimson blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So we bless you now, God. And we say thank you for one more day. We've made it through the week, some way, somehow. We know how. It was you. It's always you. And we say thank you. Bless our services on today, God. And may you continue to be glorified and magnified in every word and every breath in Jesus' name. And that you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power. And our soul says amen and amen. And we bless the Lord. We'd like to say good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries, a ministry with a mission to rise up a nation of radical and successful believers in this end-time harvest. And so we bless the Lord, and we thank God that you are with us on today. Please have a seat at the breakfast table. I'd like to turn your attention this morning to the book of Daniel, chapter number 3. Daniel, chapter number 3, and it reads in verse number 1, Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and its width 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. And King Nebuchadnezzar sent word to gather together the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province to come to the dedication of the image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the satraps, the administrators, the governors, the counselors, the treasurers, the judges, the magistrates, and all the officials of the province gathered together for the dedication of the image that King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a hurdle cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O peoples, nations, and languages, that at the time you hear the sound of the horn, the flute, the harp, the lyre, and the psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, you shall fall down and worship the gold image that King Nebuchadnezzar has set up. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." So at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the horn, flute, harp, and lyre, and symphony with all kinds of music, all the people, nations, and languages fell down and worshiped the gold image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forth and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, "O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree. Everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the gold image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave the command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, "Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, and symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?" Verse number 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able. Our God is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up." Hallelujah. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoo, hallelujah. We just want to share with you just for a couple minutes this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Hold on, hold out. Hold up, hold on, hold out. Hallelujah. Don't make any detours. Don't waver. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. God is able. Hallelujah. God is able to deliver you. God is God able. Hallelujah. Yes, God is able. He is coming. Matter of fact, look up. You can see him now. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. We want to bless the Lord. We want to bless the Lord for the theme. Amen. That the Lord has us. Amen. For the last few days, encouraging the body of Christ. Hallelujah. as some of you may be in a bad situation right now. Some of you may be in a hard situation, a difficult situation, a lonely situation, an isolated situation. Glory be to God, a depressing situation. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The word of the Lord, hallelujah, is hold on. Hallelujah. Because our God is able. Hallelujah. We're just going to touch briefly on this because we're going to go into more depth on this with this particular verse in Daniel next week if the Lord tarry and if the Lord be willing. Amen. But we see this morning, beloved, amen, our three brothers, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Glory be to God. We see how they took a stand in faith. Their faith did not waver. They refused to bow to worship the idols, to worship the kings, idols of Nebuchadnezzar. They refused to bow. They said, we would die first. Hallelujah. They was not ashamed. Hallelujah. To say that the God that they served was the big G-O-D. Glory be to God. And this was prior to the Holy Spirit. So they did not even have the Holy Spirit living in them, but they knew that God was real. They refused to compromise. Even when their life was on the line, they refused to submit. They refused. Glory be to God. Beloved, if a man or woman has nothing to die for, a man or woman has nothing to live for. They said, we will not deny him. We will not. If we perish, we perish. Glory be to God. They said, look, we're going to die anyway, one day from something. So look, if this is the day, so be it, because we will not deny our king. Oh, my God. We want to thank God for their testimony. We want to thank God for these three men. Glory be to God. We want to thank God for their fight, for their determination. Glory be to God. How they had a faith in God's delivering power. Their glory be to God. They answered the king, bold faced it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They said, our God is able to deliver us. Yahweh is the all-powerful God. Nothing is beyond his power. Nothing is beyond his intervention. Absolutely nothing. They knew that with man it might be impossible, but they knew without a shadow of a doubt that all things was possible with God. They knew that God could move the mountain. He could create the mountain. Glory be to God. He could flip earth over. God can do whatever he feels like doing because he is God. At the blink of an eye, at the flicker of a finger, at his word, even at his thought, God can make it happen. And they knew that God was able. Well, not only were these men convinced in God's delivering and power, they also had faith in God's ultimate plan. Glory be to God. They said, we're going to tell you one thing, Mr. King, that our God is able to deliver us. But even if he does not deliver us, even if he chooses to delay, even if he chooses to go another route, we want you to know today, bold face it, eyeball to eyeball, kneecap to kneecap, we still will not bow down before your image. Glory be to God. If God doesn't deliver, hallelujah, that does not mean he has forgotten, because God will never forget us. Jesus said, lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Glory be to God. So if he doesn't deliver, he hasn't forgotten. Hallelujah. Things don't have to end up the way we think they should. Hallelujah. Don't make a difference. If the turnout is not the way we expect expected. Now, it don't make a difference. As long as it turn out the way he wants, as long as his will is being done. Now, all power belongs to God. God knows better. Hallelujah. We stand and agree with our brother Job. As brother Job declares, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Hallelujah. He's still able. He's able. He's able if I live. He's able if I die. He's able. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Beloved, so often we are willing to serve God as long as he blesses us. So we are willing to serve God as long as we can get our way. But will we serve him even though things get bad for us? Things don't look good for us. It looks like we're going down. It looks like we're going under. Hallelujah. Even when we're facing death, will we still serve God? Hallelujah. Or do we desire to avoid death? Hallelujah. Then we desire to be faithful to God. Well, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, I don't think so. Hallelujah. The God that we serve, he is able. He is able. He is able. And beloved, the Bible tells us that because of these men's faith in God, my God, sookie, sookie. Oh, they were thrown in the fire. Oh, they were thrown in the fire. Beloved, sometimes we are thrown in the fire. Though we walk through the fire. The Bible tells us, hallelujah, though you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. Oh, my God, though you walk through the waters will not overtake you. Oh, yeah. Their faith in God did not avoid the fire experience. They went in the fire, beloved, but I come to tell you, hallelujah, that the fire had no power over them. Glory be to God. It had no power over their bodies. The Bible says the hair of their head was not singed, nor were their garments affected, and the smell of fire was not on them. Glory be to God. Beloved, you know you can't even put a chicken wing on your gas stove and try to burn the hairs off that chicken wing without that hair being singed, came out unsinged. I come to tell you, when you take a stand in faith, believing in God, you're coming out unsinged. You're coming out unsmoked. You're coming out not burned. But the Bible says, glory be to God, when they looked in the furnace, they threw three men in, but they saw four. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. And the fourth was like the form of God. Beloved, hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When you go through the fire, God don't send you in to walk by yourself. God walks with you through the fire. And God brought them out because of their faith. Because they knew they was unwavering, like our brother Abraham. The Bible says that Abraham did not waver in his faith, and he waited 25 years for a promise because he knew that God was able. Just like our brother Daniel, that we'll be talking about later on next week at the Lord tarry. Oh, he did not waver in his faith. He knew that God was able to bring him up out of the den of the hungry lions. He didn't blink an eye. He knew that God was able. My God, my God. When God sees your face, hallelujah, that you're determined to wait on God. However long the Lord takes, you're able to wait on God. However God decides to fix it, however God decides to do it, you're not going to get in the mix, try to help God out, messing things up, moving in fear instead of faith moving in anxiety instead of peace, but you're just going to trust God that God has a will and God has a plan. Hallelujah. The will of God for the glory of God, and whichever way the Lord God does it, it is okay. Hallelujah. 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 When you're determined, I'm going to hold on. I'm going to hold out. And I'm going to hold fast. If I die, I'm going to die believing. Glory be to God. If the fire burns me up, bury my ashes. Call them holy ashes. Because I'm going down with Jesus. Glory be to God. I refuse to compromise. I refuse to sell out. I refuse to throw in the towel. I refuse to quit. I refuse. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, to start worshiping idols and trusting in people. Glory be to God. I will not move my faith that my God is able to bring me out of this bad situation. My God is able to deliver me out of this fiery furnace. My God is able to deliver me out of the lion's den. My God is able to deliver me out of this mighty flood. My God is able to deliver me out of this period of destitution. My God is able to lift me up off of my sick bed. My God is able to deliver me from this oppression, depression, suppression, spirit of loneliness. My God is able. My God is able. And I'm going to wait. And I'm going to wait till my change come. I'm going to wait. Ah, my God. He didn't come yesterday. Hallelujah. When I thought I needed him. But whatever day he comes is the day I need him. My God, I shall wait till my change come. My God is able. Hallelujah. My God is not dead. My God is alive. Hallelujah. Not only is he alive, all power. He's coming with all power because he is the power. All the power belongs to him. And when God comes, he's going to bring shame to my enemies. When God comes, he's going to let everybody know that he's the one that did it. He's the one that delivered. He's the one that rescued. He is the one. Hallelujah. He said that he will never make those ashamed who wait on him. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you. In my closing. Hallelujah. We're going to talk a little bit about Daniel next week, but I just got to show you this part here. Amen, beloved. Amen. In the same chapter, in the same book, it talks about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they declared that God was able, and then here their best friend, Daniel, in the same situation. Beloved, we are in a season of testing. The same way Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Daniel, all of them was in a season of testing. Glory be to God. I come to tell you that the body of Christ today is in a season of testing. We are being tested. This is the pressure that you're feeling. Some of us can't figure out what's going on. We know something's different, but we can't figure it out. We feel it, but we don't understand it. You want to know what it is? It's the pressuring. We are being tested. Glory be to God. It's the pressure coming down on us. God, hallelujah. It's beginning to separate the wheat from the tare. Oh, glory be to God. Yeah. The devil has a little room to wiggle around right now, beloved. We're being tested. Our faith is being tested to see if we're going to continue to hold out. We've been holding out all this time. And so now we're going to see if we're going to go all the way. Because only he who endures to the end shall be saved. This is a test to see if we're going to quit in the middle. This is a test to see if we're going to sin just a little bit. We've been waiting a long time. God ain't did nothing yet. We're just going to sin just a little bit. We're just going to get a little bit of pleasure. We just a little bit. It's a test of our faith. to see what we gonna do. The Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego's faith was being tested to see what they was going to do. They could have made up with all kinds of excuses. They could have told God. They could have said, look, God, I'm a kneel, but you know, I don't mean it. I don't mean it now, God. I'm just doing this to obey the laws of the land. I'm just doing this because the king said to do this now. But in my heart, Father God, but I love you. Oh, they could have went that route. They could have went that route. They could have made a whole bunch of excuses. Glory be to God. Why they was going, well, everybody else doing it. Come on. We need to do it too. No. Nah. They didn't do it. They said, if we live, if we die, their faith was being tested. Hallelujah. Daniel's faith was being tested. Daniel said, you do what you want to do. I'm not going to stop praying. Huh? Hallelujah. Glory. But the pressure is coming in on you. I ain't going to stop. But your children not speaking to you. I said, I ain't going to. Well, they talking about a divorce. I said, I ain't going to stop. Well, your money looking for. I said, I'm not going to stop praying. Well, you got a little down and out today. You're a little depressed today. I said, I'm not going to stop praying. Matter of fact, I'm going to pray even more. I'm going to put a little bit more wood on the fire. Glory be to God. And they threw Daniel in. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The fiery furnace. Amen. Hallelujah. What happened? Amen. Hallelujah. This is skip forward, amen, when the lions didn't eat Daniel up, amen, and the king ran the next morning hollering down, Daniel. He said, is your God able to deliver you? Ah, my God. Read it for yourself, beloved, amen, hallelujah, and Daniel, amen, chapter number 6, amen, hallelujah, verse number 20, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 20 says, and when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentation, a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou serve continually, able to deliver thee, the lions? The king wanted to know, was God able? Beloved, let me tell you something this morning. The world is watching you. The world wants to know, is your God able? Is your God able to pull you up out of this funk? Is your God able to bring you up out of this financial dilemma? Is your God able to deliver you out of this health situation? Is your God able to deliver you in the midst of the storm? Is your God able? They're laughing at you. They're teasing you. Glory be to God. They see you in a situation and they want to know, where is your God now? Where is your God now? Glory. You're riding around in a raggedy car. Where is your God? They're talking about foreclosure, eviction. Where is your God now? The doctor's giving you a certain amount of time to live. Where is your God now? You just lost your job last week. Where is your God now? You're on your way to the divorce court. Where is your God now? And the world is laughing at the body of Christ. All that shouting, all that praying, all that giving, all this and all that churchy stuff. Where is your God now? That's what the world is saying. Is your God able? Is your God able? Oh my God. Oh, beloved. Not only did Daniel ask that, Daniel said, I tell you what, king, I can show you better than I can tell you. Oh, he said, I can show you better than I can tell you. Is my God able? Yes, he is able. Hallelujah. To deliver. To deliver. Beloved, you got to hang in there. You look come, you come. We come this far by faith. Come on. Take no time to quit. Leaning on trusting in his holy word. He never failed me yet. We cry, oh, 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 can't turn around. We come this far by faith. Beloved, the lessons we can learn from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is that we as God's people cannot avoid persecution. If God bless us, others may be jealous. If we stand for what is right, some will resent it. We can't change how others feel about us. If we try to avoid persecution by compromise and flattery, we may be displeasing to God. Also, beloved, when faced with an ultimatum, we need to answer clearly and boldly, not like a politician. Clear and bold. Let me be clear. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered forthrightly. They said, King, let us be clear. So did Jesus before the high priest. And before Pilate, Jesus said, let me be clear. So did Stephen, the first martyr, the first Christian who was martyred for Christ. Glory be to God. Stephen said, let me be clear. Beloved, our faith should be in both God's power and God's will. Not just his power, but God's will. God may allow some things to go the way we not expect, but it's still the will of God for the glory of God. So don't serve him just because he will deliver you. He is able to deliver, but his purposes are often beyond our understanding. We just trust him. Anybody trust the Lord this morning? Hallelujah, because if you trust and never doubt, beloved, you also want to remember that God's angels are constantly around us. Only occasionally can they be seen. Every now and then, God may let us see an angel, beloved, but I want you to know your angels are around you 24/7 to protect you, to deliver you, to rescue you. And we need to be willing to lay down our lives rather than betray our God. Are you willing to lay down your life and betray your God? Tell the truth and shame the devil. In South Philadelphia years ago, when I was a teenager, glory be to God, one of the churches, amen, not that far from us, the guy came in with a gun. Like they sort of did at the school, Calabria. And he put a gun to the people's head, and they said, amen, hallelujah, that, amen, something about denying Christ, glory be to God, beloved. And from what I understand, they all denied Christ so that they can live. Beloved, if you lose your life, amen, you're going to gain it. And if you try to gain your life, you're going to lose it. Are you willing to lay down your life rather than betray your God? If someone said, if you did not betray Jesus today, you out of here, what would be your choice? Tell the truth and shame the devil. Lord, help us all. That's what Jesus meant, beloved, when he said, take up your cross and follow me. Hallelujah. I come to encourage the body of Christ today. Is God able? Sometimes, beloved, you may ask that question yourself. Let's tell the truth. Sometimes we're in situations we've been there so long. We've been there so long, we don't know what to do. It's like we're between a rock and a hard place. It's like we're in the hallway of life. God brought us out of one situation, but we're not quite in another situation. We just hanging in the middle. We just hanging. Huh? Sometimes we may ask ourselves, is God going to do this? Is God able to do this? Will God do this? I'm believing God for several things to happen in my life. I'm believing God for several things to happen. Amen. Glory be to God. And beloved, on yesterday, I'm sorry, day before yesterday, I lay down just to relax for a few minutes like I normally try to do because I get up so early in the morning. So like around 2-3 o'clock sometimes, depending on what my day is going like. But I laid down. And I heard God's voice. I only heard God's voice maybe about 4 or 5 times in my life. I tell you, I wish I could hear it more. I wish God would talk to me more often. His voice was, it was deep. It was thunderous. You could tell it was aged. It was aged. Amen. I guess it could, because God is eternal. I told God, I was laughing. I said, God, you sound like you a black man. You sound like you're a little heavy set too. And what did God say to me? He said one word. He said, Alfreda. He said it so loud that I jumped up out of my sleep. I said, yes. Just like, remember when God called, amen, Samuel? Amen. And he kept getting up. Amen. And said, he went and said, and he told him, go back and lay back down. Go back and lay back down. Because he kept hearing God's voice. Amen. Well, that's what happened to me too, a couple days ago. God just said it one word. He said, Alfreda. But he said it in an authoritative way. And I jumped up out of my bed because I thought somebody was in the room, in the house with me. And I woke up and said, yes. And I looked around and I figured out it was God. And I've been talking to God ever since. I said, God, why did you do that, Father? Why did you do that? And I've been meditating on why would God do that? And you know what the Holy Spirit revealed to me? I can't stop crying. God just wanted me to know he was there. God just wanted me to know that he was there. Beloved, I come and tell you that God is at you. I come and tell you that God is with you every step of the way. Sometimes it feels like you're walking by yourself. Sometimes it feels like you have no support. Sometimes it feels like nobody cares. Sometimes it feels like your back is up against the wall. But I've come to tell you through hell or high water, in the valley or in the mountain, with $2 in your pocket or $2 million, living by yourself or with a house full of people, I come to tell you that God is with you. And no matter what you're going through, God is able. God is able. And I'm telling you the truth, my life has changed in the last couple days. God has given me more confidence. He's giving me more power. He's giving me a more reason to even go deeper. This ain't no time to be backing up. He gave me everything I need for God to speak to me like that, to just call my name, to let me know that he's there. Hallelujah, that this is my time. It's not that he wasn't there all the time, but God said, I got my eyes on you right now. This is your season right here. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. God knows when to bring you encouragement. God knows when to bring you encouragement. He knows your emotional state. He knows what you're going through. You've been holding up on his power, but he knew it's taking everything you got to hang in there. He knows it. He knows better than you know.
mind and energy you've been putting in better than you know. And I just want to give God some praise. And I want to encourage the body of Christ this morning to hold on. Don't go nowhere. Don't even think about it. Rebuke them thoughts right now. Hold on. Hold out. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hold up. Don't make no detours. No detours. Tell the devil no detours. No compromise. Tell the devil no deals. No deals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Not that I was thinking about going anywhere, beloved, but I'm going to tell you the truth. Sometimes it get hard. It get hard. And the reason, but I don't think about it. I just keep going. I just keep going. I don't even think about what it is. It's just so much. I just keep going. It gets hard sometimes, beloved. That's why you can't move to the flesh. If you think about it in the flesh, you're going to sink. When Peter was walking on the water, when he moved his eyes, he went down. You can't think about it. Hallelujah. But God sees. Hold on, saints. Tell the devil no deal. No compromise. Yeah, I'm not wavering in my faith. My God is able. And even if he don't, hallelujah, God got a plan. And we say, may the Lord be magnified. Hold on. Hold out. Hallelujah. God is about to move in your behalf. Matter of fact, look up. You can see him coming right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, we say thank you. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We thank you for the word of God on today. A word of God, God. Thank you. Straight from heaven. Straight from heaven, Father. Because you know I didn't even feel like calling in this morning. I really didn't. I just wanted to sleep. I wanted to sleep the same way some of the other ministry partners sleep when they feel like sleeping. I wanted to do the same thing. But I couldn't. And I wouldn't. And you wouldn't let me. And I'm glad that I showed up. And I thank you for this word. Thank you, God, that you are able. And we said we're going to hold on. Thank you. Thank you, Father. You told us not to be weary in well-doing. For in due season, we will reap if we faint not. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for the word of God. We want to thank God. Amen. We want to, amen, send our love out to all the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom ministry partners. Thank you, thank you, thank you for serving all this week. This week, last week, the week before that. God bless you. Amen. Sending blessings to you and to your family in any capacity. Maybe you was just in the amen corner. Amen. Touching and agreeing. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And to God be praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Holiday. Okay, this is the holiday weekend. Amen. Now, tomorrow, Sunday, our service is going to be on Facebook tomorrow. The Lord told me to take it to Facebook. Take it to Facebook. Amen. Hallelujah. So if I can link in this with that, I will. If not, amen, we'll be back here on Monday morning. Amen. Now, no altar of prayer on Monday. No altar of prayer on Monday. Amen. Holiday time, family and friends. Amen. Even, look, if you're by yourself, amen, you're still with family and friend because you're with Jesus. So, amen, you win either way. Isn't it beautiful? Either way, we win. We win no matter which way we turn, we win. Amen, and to God be praise. All right, I think that's it. It's been a glorious week. Amen. God has ushered us into a brand new month, a brand new month. Half of the year is gone. We really want to have a little luncheon in August. I did find a place. I was in contact with the people. The only thing is for this one, we would have to get the food catered because we're not going to have people bringing food and all that and all that and all that. So it's a little bit of work that got to go to it, but we'll get together after the holiday and get we'll figure it out. Amen. But we really want to have something. We're not sure if we want to have it on a Saturday afternoon or a Sunday afternoon. I don't know, but I'm looking at the third week of August. Amen. So pray on it, saints. Amen. And to God be praised. All right. Father God, we want to thank you for the word. Ooh. That went forth all this week, all the teachings on the men of the Bible, our Wednesday night Bible study. You met us at the prayer altar every day this week. Father God, we're on Facebook 3 times, Father God, this week. Oh, God, you just keep on blessing us. You keep on blessing us. Oh, and we can't forget the praise party last night with Minister Joanne. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank God for this woman of God. Thank God I was able to open up the prayer, because I'm going to be honest with you, and Minister Joanne, amen, I fell asleep. I laid across the bed, and I was so tired, I just fell asleep. I woke up, and the phone was going beep, 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 beep. I said, God, I thank you for a faithful team of people that don't need the pastor to keep it rolling, because it ain't about me, it's all about you. Amen. I love y'all guys. I love you. I love you. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. All right. Tomorrow is our Pastor Erica's birthday. Amen. Sending love out to her. And I'll look at the calendar and see what other July birthdays we have coming up. And we just want to really start doing something once a month. Amen. For all the birthday candidates. Amen. So God's going to put it together. What I would like to do, beloved, is just find a place where we can like meet if it's like only once a month. Like if we're not meeting there every Sunday, if we can meet every Sunday, fine. But if not, if we could at least get together once a month, I'm longing for that. So this is going to really be my desire. So. And when y'all pray on that, I think I heard Sister Hattie say that she knows somebody that has a building. I'm going to get some information on that. And we're just going to keep bringing it together. Amen. I want to wish everybody a lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. Please, whatever you do, if you go out, stay in. People not cooking out the way they used to. I guess people trying to save that money. I went to the supermarket the other day. I said, goo, 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 mooga. Good Google Mooga with the food prices. I didn't buy that much because I don't really shop like that, but I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Amen. So, beloved, amen. Cook, do your own cookout. Whatever you do, God be with you. Please be safe. Amen. Father God, we pray your protection. We pray your protection, Father God. We ask that you would cancel every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today, Father. Help us not to eat. Even if we go out with family and friends, bless the food that we eat, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. And we say, we cancel bad news, tears and sorrow, no gun violence, Father. In our neighborhoods, in our cities, Father God, especially in Philadelphia where the crime rate is so high, Father God, we ask that you would step in this weekend. Step in, Father God, and save somebody's life. Bless the services tomorrow everywhere. Facebook, Father God, social media, in-house, out-house, in the corner. I hear Minister Denise is going to City Hall Sunday, her and a group of people going out there to witness and to evangelize on Sunday afternoon. Bless their efforts. Keep them safe from danger seen and unseen, and may souls be won into the kingdom. Thank you for her doing the work of an evangelist, Father. Anoint her with power, and all those, Elder Nadine Hedgman, and all those who will be with her, Father. Bless their efforts. Father, when everyone is one trying to get together to get something to eat, you have a group of people out there to win souls that they might know what it truly means to eat. For man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, we bind absolutely every retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, we thank you. We seal this prayer and this service by the word, by the blood, and by the spirit. And we cast it at the feet of Jesus, who decree that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus, he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. All right. Hallelujah. I love you. I love you, saints. Amen. Looking forward to tomorrow on Facebook and next week. Amen. If the Lord tarry. And if he don't tarry, it's okay. Because if he does or if he don't, he's still God. And we're still the Lord's children. Amen. Anybody happy about that? Hallelujah. Love you. Amen. Have a good weekend. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you, God is able to do just what he said he would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able. How many believe it tonight? Yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
Yeah.
throw in the towel. Anybody know God to be